You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
I have a message and a podcast episode for you today and an offer that I've been dying to share with you for a while now. So make sure that you listen to this podcast episode 726 from start to finish. First off, my name's Alex Pardo. Happy New Year. And if you're listening to this at some point in the future, I hope my voice finds you doing well. Guys, I've been thinking about recording this episode for a while now. And I recently did a Facebook Live and I was just going to record a very short intro and have you hear that Facebook Live. But I wanted to dedicate this podcast episode for you because there's some things that have been on my heart that I really want to share with you as we're now in a new year. I find that so many people always head into the year with the best of intentions, expecting it to be the best year of their life, the most profitable year in their business, in their personal finances. And yet 2, 3, 4 weeks into the year, 99% of people fall off, right? And the goals that you anxiously wrote down that you were once excited about just become meaningless words on the paper. And I have found that it's because when the intention was set, when the goals were created, many times it wasn't backed by a big enough why and a strong enough game plan. And so don't blame yourself about this because I think most people fall into this trap, but I want to go ahead and share something that I believe can completely change. Let's flip the script on why you start the year with certain goals, having the best of intentions to make it the best year of your life, to make it the most profitable year of your life, but yet falling short a month in, a quarter in, halfway in. How often do you guys write goals at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, and then not to even look at it again until maybe later on in the year when it's time to set the goals for the coming year? That's so common, I have found. So I wanted to share this particular podcast episode with you because I have been thinking about how can I best help just a limited number of people that are really looking to just do a radical shift in the results that they're after. And I was really just kind of thinking on this, like, what's the best way I can help somebody, right? Like, what is it that I can share with somebody? How can I guide them? How can I give them clear, specific instruction? How can I hold them accountable and work together one-on-one to really move the needle in your life and business? And I have what I believe is an insane offer for you, but it's going to require you to listen to the end. And I'm only looking for 5 to 7 people. And that's not some marketing gimmick. That's not some urgency, scarcity tactic. I am only going to work with 5 to 7 people because this is going to be one-on-one and it's going to require my personal time, energy, and attention. And it's got to be the right fit. So with that being said, let me kind of backtrack now and give you a little bit of context so you know where I'm coming from. When you hear this podcast, I want you to fall in one of two camps. I want you to fall in the camp of like, this isn't for me. This message is not for me. Alex is not meeting me where I'm at, which is totally cool. Or I want it to be so crystal clear that you take the action I'm going to encourage you to take at the end of this podcast episode. And again, this is only going to be for 5 to 7 people. But I believe, guys, that the number one mistake I see real estate investors make today, and this might be controversial, is that you're chasing single family deals. And as a result of going after deals, you're experiencing inconsistent deal flow. You are riding the income roller coaster, which is leading to just inconsistent paydays, which is causing a lot of friction and challenge within the business. You're having to deal with sellers backing out of deals, right? Getting seller's remorse. One of those reasons is because of shady buyers, right? People going out and trying to steal or poach your deal. Just kind of nod your head as you're listening in the car, working out, doing house chores, or wherever you're listening, just nod your head if you've experienced one of these three things. What about your expenses are starting to increase or have been increasing? Your profit margins are shrinking, right? You're not making as much per deal as you were before. Maybe that's because you've started to hire and build a team and build a staff. And you know that if you've done that, then you might be constantly training them or dealing with particular management headaches. Maybe you've experienced high employee or team member turnover. I'm speaking directly to you because I've been there. I've lived that, right? I once built a team of up to 9 people and have experienced a lot of these types of pains. What about high competition, right? What about the fact that when we send out marketing, 99% of the prospects on our marketing list, if we're talking about direct mail as an example, or if we're talking about texting or cold calling, 99% of those people, you're not able to help because they're not quote unquote motivated sellers, right? So think about being in a business and single family business where 1% of the marketplace out there maybe has what you need. And then you have all these real estate investors vying for the same opportunities, sharing the same bad and crappy marketing messages like we buy houses and we can close on your timeline and there's no commissions and blah, 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 right? Guys, everyone and their mom is going after quote unquote motivated sellers with the same bad marketing. And again, a very, very, very small percentage of these homeowners and prospects are in a position that can benefit from your service, i.e. the offer, which is going to allow you to then make some money. And then what about the fact that I see so many people out there trying to automate the business, systematize it, scale, right? And yet the single family business, it has a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of variables and it can be a business that's very challenging to quote unquote automate. And if you are able to automate and or systematize, most people are one team member away from being back in those shoes and having to now pick up the phone, sweep the floors, i.e. go talk to motivated sellers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I share all that with you because not only did I live it and experience it, again, I got started in the single family space, primarily wholesaling houses and fixing and flipping homes and all that good stuff in 2005, and have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deals throughout the years. And I don't say that to brag, but just to share that I got a little bit of experience when it comes to buying and selling homes. And I've built a team and invested in the training and the systems and hired people and gone through all that. And having been now 2.5, 3 years removed from that business, I can tell you with certainty that there's a better way and that you don't need to continue banging your head against a brick wall, trying to figure this out, trying to chase deals. There's a way for you to get off this income roller coaster because I know what it's like to have a great month and then followed by two bad months. And then a good month, and then you're kind of struggling and you have all these deals under contract or you're working, they're about to pop, but yet they don't come to fruition. I've been there. I've experienced it. I've lived it. So I know what you're going through and I know what you're feeling right now. About 2.5, 3 years ago or so, that business was no longer aligned with my vision. I realized that the irony is that I got into real estate because I wanted to reap all the fruit and the benefits and the rewards of what real estate can do for you, right? Cash flow, equity growth, right? Appreciation, depreciation, all the tax benefits that come. But yet I found myself playing the wrong game, getting taxed at the highest bracket, right? Because I was generating a lot of transactional income, but in order to sustain that, I needed to go out and do another deal. And then I needed to do another deal, and then another deal, and another deal. And I just got sick and tired of chasing deals. I had the good fortune of just being good friends with somebody who was an expert when it came to self-storage. And I was actually coaching some self-storage investors and I saw that the business was much simpler. It moved a lot slower. There wasn't nearly as many moving parts. You didn't need to build a big team in order to success. In fact, most storage investors I know have a very, very small team. And I know very successful ones that are just a one-man or a one-woman show. So I believe that the best niche in real estate in 2024 is self-storage. And there's several reasons I believe that, some of which I just highlighted. But more importantly, self-storage, guys, is a business with the benefits of real estate. I want to repeat that because I want it to hit a certain way. Self-storage is a business with the benefits that real estate brings. And I just alluded to some of those benefits, right? The fact that it can produce cash flow, the fact that it's a business that can be sold. In fact, storage businesses are bought and sold probably on a daily basis. I know because I've acquired three of them. Today, I've been a part of 5 storage transactions, 3 of which I own today. So over 813 units and 104,000 net rentable square feet. And I was able to acquire those 3 storage facilities without any of my own money. So I want to highlight and underscore a couple things because I want to make sure that I drive this point home. I was able to purchase 3 storage facilities, i.e. 3 businesses, without any of my own money. I didn't have any experience in storage or buying, owning any type of commercial assets prior to this. And it's a very simple business. There's not as many moving parts. I've also been a part of 2 other transactions that I have been able to put under contract and then essentially sell my contract for a net profit of $183,000. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about top line revenue. I'm talking about net cash in the account that's just pure profit, $183,000. And here's the crazy thing about those two deals, guys. I hesitate to share this because results aren't typical and this is an experience share. But I want you to know that I have maybe a total of 5 hours combined into those two deals that generated $183,000 in profits. And yet I have recent conversations with some house investors that struggled to make a couple hundred thousand dollars this year. And they've invested so much money into marketing and systems and building their team. And I see them struggling. And it resonates with me because I've been there. And then I know operators that run seven-figure businesses, top-line revenue, and are generating $150,000 to $300,000 profit for the entire year. And yet they generate between $2.5 and $5 million in revenue. But their profit margins are so low that their room for error is so razor thin that any little thing can put them out. I truly believe that self-storage is the number one niche in 2024 moving forward. We just got through the holidays, right? Everybody and their mom was out there buying things. We live in a consumerism society where people are constantly wanting to acquire more, consume. And people need space and they need a place for those things. So when we're in a booming market, people are upgrading their lifestyle. They're buying more stuff. Think of the explosion of e-commerce over the last decade or so, right? That's not going anywhere. People continue. I don't know about you guys, but I get more Amazon packages here at the house than I get mail. And that's insane. And people need space for that stuff. And that's where storage comes in. When the economy's not doing so well, or when there's a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace, people tend to tighten up. And maybe they're not buying as much, but they don't want to get rid of their stuff. They need space. They need storage for that. So storage is a very, very sticky business. In other words, when people rent storage, when they rent a 10 by 10 or a 10 by 20, they tend to stay for well over a year. In fact, one of my storage facilities that I bought a little bit over 2 years ago, that facility was built over 30 years ago. There's still some customers. There's still some tenants that are with me today that were the original customers when the facility was built. Think about that. Think about paying anywhere between $50 and $350 a month, every single month for over 30 years, right? Now, again, that's not the norm, right? But I will tell you that the norm is on average, anywhere between a year and 2 years, customers will stay. It's a very, very sticky business. And guys, here's the thing. All the competition that I talked about earlier in this episode, when it comes to the single family space, when it comes to the house buying business, you don't have nearly as much competition. There is an untapped market of mom and pop storage operators that are looking to retire and get out of the business. I know because I have these conversations on a pretty frequent basis. In fact, just yesterday, I got a call from one of our marketing campaigns. And this particular gentleman, super sweet old man, was getting out of the furniture business and has a 3-property self-storage portfolio in Tennessee. And he's done. He wants to be out. He's looking for a fair price, nothing crazy. And there's an opportunity there. The guy has not raised rents in forever, right? So that automatically tells me there's a value add opportunity there. It's not a complicated business. It's a very, very simple business. So today, I'm currently owner in 3 facilities and I have 0 employees. I have 1 boots on the ground team member for each facility. And then we have third-party management in place. And everything can be run automated with systems, but I'm getting into the weeds. Really, the opportunity I wanted to share with you today is that as I started to think about how can I best help just a few number of people make a radical shift in the income they make, the kind of life they live, the business they run and operate, I want to personally work with 5 to 7 people one-on-one to help you get your first storage deal and make money in storage within the next 6 to 12 months. And I know this can be done because I lived it. I did it. I know what it's like to transition from one business and then have uncertainty of like, oh, do I need millions of dollars? Do I need experience? Guys, I'm here to tell you, you can do this without any of your own money. You don't even need money for marketing. If you have it, it helps, but you don't need it. There are free ways to reach out to these motivated mom and pop storage operators that are ready to retire and looking to move on. So I want to work with you and I want to show you how to find these deals, how to fund these deals, how to profit from these deals. And so here's my very simple call to action for you guys. And there's no fancy sales page, no application. Like I want to cut through all that fluff because again, I'm not looking to work with 50 to 100 people. 5 to 7 people is what I'm looking to work with. I want you to send a text to this number and I want you to text me the word storage deal. Storage deal. I want you to text me at 305-318-6213. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and repeat that number. If you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching a video, you'll see the phone number on the screen. But I want you to text me the word storage deal. If you want one-on-one private coaching to help you get your first storage deal within the next 6 to 12 months, 305-318-6213. We'll hop on a quick call. I'll make sure it's a good fit. I'll share with you kind of what I have, what this looks like, how I can best help you. And then it's a simple yes or no. That's it. Nothing crazy about it. It won't be a long call at all. But again, I'm here to tell you, if you want something different in 2024, ask yourself, what's going to change? Ask yourself, are you truly confident in the game plan you have? Are you playing on a field and in a game that is aligned with the direction you want to go in? I can tell you that for me, 2.5, 3 years ago, when I was in the house buying business, I got crystal clear that I was playing the wrong game for what I wanted. And so I'm here to kind of show you the blueprint now, show you what I've been taught and what I've learned, because I've made a lot of mistakes along the way and I've learned a lot. And I want to share that with just a few people. So with that being said, guys, shoot me a text, 305-318-6213. Text me the word storage deal. We'll hop on a call and go from there. Very simple. Have an incredible day, guys. I'm really looking forward to just being a part of your journey. Whether you take me up on this offer or not, I want to continue to pour into this podcast. So if there's anything I can do to help you, please reach out, let me know. And with that being said, guys, I'm excited to connect with you on the next episode. And I'm really excited to have a conversation with a few people here about this opportunity that I'm just super pumped, because I'm going to be going all in with this. So with that being said, have an awesome day. Take care, and we will talk soon. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.